Watch, Canadians boo U.S. anthem, then Team USA wins the game in the fights. By Dylan Gwynn on February 16, 2025. Have you ever watched a fight and had a hockey game breakout? Well, if you watched Team USA's 3-1 defeat of Canada last night at the Four Nations face-off, you saw just that. The highly anticipated game between North American neighbors and hockey rivals began with three fights in the first 9 seconds of regulation time. But first, before a single glove was dropped, the Canadian crowd at the Bell Centre in Montreal did what they have done multiple times at NHL games in recent weeks: they booed the Star-Spangled Banner. American players Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk, and JT Miller decided to settle the insult with their fists. Matthew Tkachuk and Canada's Brandon Hagel were the first to drop the gloves. Next up, his brother, Brady, called out Canada's Sam Bennett and handled business. After the Tkachuk brothers let the crowd know the Americans came to play, it seemed like the two sides would actually start playing hockey. They did, for about 4 seconds, until JT Miller gave a shot to Canada's Colton Parayko a shot, and the gloves came off again. Miller struggled to deal with Parayko's obvious and significant size advantage. However, bully for him for picking out the biggest guy and taking him on. The fighting subsided after the pugilistic extravaganza of the first 9 seconds. However, the hitting did not. Both sides battered each other on the boards. However, the Americans certainly had an advantage in physicality as well. Specifically, Team USA successfully brutalized the only Canadian to score in the game, Connor McDavid. The game marked the first time the US and Canada met with their top teams on the ice since the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. It also snapped the Americans' losing streak to their northern neighbor and gave Team USA a spot in Thursday's Four Nations face-off championship game.